This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama has a rich folk history of songs, stories, and primitive arts and crafts. For years, the Alabama Folk School has brought them to life through a teaching program at Camp McDowell. That's the Camp and Conference Center for the Episcopal Diocese of Alabama. It's seen some major changes and renovations in the past year, and its Alabama Folk School recently appointed a new director. Greg Bass took a trip to Winston County to meet the people behind the Alabama Folk School and tour the new facility.
I love your barn.
Isn't it great? We wanted to build something that was like an icon.
Mark Johnston starts this morning at Camp McDowell with some of the camp's newest residents.
See our pigs? Those are some of our pigs. And we got a bunch of babies over here. Aren't they cute?
Johnston's the executive director of Camp McDowell, and he's showing off its new teaching farm.
These are apple and pear trees we stuck in the ground, not this winter, but the winter before. And these are our laying hens over here.
The farm is intended to teach young campers about where their food comes from. Next stop, the dance hall. We did mention that this is an Episcopal church camp.
Folk school does concerts and dances in here, but the special session will have a talent show and a dance with here, and it'll be typical kids and kids with disabilities.
The dance hall is one of the new facilities for the Alabama Folk School, completed just last year. The Folk School offers monthly workshops that may include blacksmithing, chair caning, or Cajun cooking. Johnston says the inspiration for the programs came from his younger days.
When I graduated from college, I moved up to the mountains in North Georgia, where my grandparents were from, and I'd spent a lot of time there in the summers. And when I moved there, the Foxfire books came out, and I became enamored with a lot of the lore and crafts and arts that had been so prevalent in the mountains and were being lost. And when I came to Camp McDowell, I had a dream of bringing those arts here.
The camp's new facilities also include a visual arts studio and a teaching kitchen. The session running this week, called Bluegrass and G's Bend, gives attendees the opportunity to improve their chops on guitar, mandolin, and banjo. Stephen Muchin of the Sam Bush Band is one of the instructors. Quilters will get hands-on training from the world-famous quilting pros of G's Bend, Alabama.
I'm Jack Tomlinson. I live in Mountain Brook, Alabama.
When he's not selling insurance, Jack Tomlinson is a banjo picker. He brought his banjo to the Bluegrass and G's Bend session several years ago. For Tomlinson, the camp was a transformative escape from the hustle of modern life.
An unbelievable experience for me, and the showstopper were the quilting people from G's Bend. They all sang in a choir down to G's Bend, so their part of the show was they sang, and everybody just was unbelievable. It keeps the heritage going in Alabama, the craft part of it and the music part of it. I love it.
Alabama has a rich folk history of utilitarian art created from everyday objects and opportunities.
Lisa Marie Ryder is the new director of the Folk School. Ryder believes the Folk School fosters a supportive community for those who want to preserve Alabama's cultural heritage.
That includes quilts and rugs from old clothing or musical instruments from discarded tools and stories and lessons taught through song. What we're seeing is that these skills taught for generations have largely disappeared from our modern culture and are in danger of disappearing entirely if they're not passed along. And so at the Alabama Folk School, we want to share and honor those unique and beautiful traditions.
Along with an environmental education center and the farm school, Mark Johnston believes the Folk School offers visitors an opportunity to not only reconnect with lost traditions, but also to consider what it means to live a more sustainable life.
At camp, we like to think of our place as being the way the world could be. I think and I hope that when people come here to Camp McDowell and they live in that wonderful spiritual community and they build new relationships or enhance old ones, what happens when they leave here is I hope that they want to live in that same way at home.
The Bluegrass and G's Bend session of the Alabama Folk School runs through Thursday at Camp McDowell. For WBHM, I'm Greg Bass.